We've got about 130 volunteers who look after all of Kent, and they're trained in search and rescue, and we get called upon by the police to go and look for vulnerable missing people. That's those living with dementia, individuals who become lost or have gone off wandering, or missing from their place, like lost children, etc. And our job is to provide the specialist search teams to go out and find them and return them to the place of safety.
Now, perhaps sometimes we hear about you during high profile searches, but you're called out more than that, aren't you?
Oh yeah, I mean, last year we were called out 74 times, so in the year, which is phenomenal. It's about one a week on normal sort of occurrence,
which is perhaps something a lot of people don't realize. I mean, that's a lot of time that you guys are giving up to look for people.
Yeah, we spent over 5,000 hours last year searching, actually out on the ground searching for missing people. And it's quite amazing. Most people would be outstanding to know that 10,500 missing people go missing in Kent every year, and obviously we don't go to all of those, but there are 400 of those, or approximately 400, that are classed as high risk, and that means there's a real risk to life. So we get called out on a majority of those.
What does it mean to you personally to have been given this award? Because it is the highest honour that a voluntary group can get, isn't it?
It's an honour and privilege to receive this award. I've been within search for 15 years now and done over 500 searches, and was one of the founder members of the group, and I think this is an accolade to everything that all of our current and past members have achieved.